Now for a completely different kind of image. We're talking about photos from the war in Afghanistan. But these photos look like they were taken in a very different war, like the Civil War about 150 years ago. That's because the photographer Ed Drew used techniques that date back to the early days of photography. And the results are stunning. Ed Drew is a staff sergeant in the California Air National Guard, and he served in Afghanistan, and he's taken pictures of his comrades. Ed Drew, your photographs really look like those famous Matthew Brady photos from the Civil War. And in fact, you used a similar technique. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, the technique I used was the wet plate collodion technique. And basically, I use different chemicals to create a photo from scratch. And I was using a metal plate, which I pour collodion, which is like a suspense, onto the plate, and then put the plate inside a silver nitrate bath, which essentially makes it light sensitive. And under dark conditions, I'll take the plate out of the silver bath and put it into a light tight, I guess it's a plate holder is what you would call it. And that's what I'm going to push into the back of the camera and expose the photo. So the photo itself is actually captured on a metal plate.
And isn't one of the key elements of this is that you also, the actual exposure takes a number of seconds. I mean, a person has to stand there for like 10 seconds for the actual photo. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Typically, I was working with about 6 seconds. 6 to 10 seconds was the average photo time. And in photography terms, that's pretty long.
That's lifetime.
Yeah.
And let me hasten to tell our listeners, we will have Ed Drew's photos at theworld.org, but I want to get more into this. You were in a battlefield situation taking these kind of photos and going to a lot of trouble to do so. Why did you go to all that trouble?
Well, the funny thing is, you know, I felt a necessity to tell the story of the people who I was with, who I worked with, who I knew. And, you know, all of Afghanistan is pretty much a battle zone. I mean, no base is safe. There was constant attacks and there was constant threats for attack. So while I was doing this, that was in the back of my mind. And then also the fact that I was on alert. So I'm an aerial gunner on search and rescue helicopters. And the reason we have guns is for defensive purposes. Well, at any moment, we could be called for a mission. So it was constantly in the back of my mind, well, you know, at any second, I'd be called for a mission, which indeed did happen. But I really felt like I had to tell the stories of my friends and the people I flew with, just because as a fine arts student, that's what you do. And also for historical reasons. And then my son was born, my second son, in January of this year. So I really felt like in order for me to show who my son's father worked with, the people he worked with, I really had to portray them in the way that was most humanistic as possible. And that's why I used this process, because if I were to die for whatever reason, if I were to get killed there, my son would have no record of who I was. I mean, he's 6 months now, but back then he was 2 and 3 months. And my father died when I was young, and I had all these questions and only pictures to show who this person was. Well, I wanted to show who the people were who pulled my body out of the aircraft, who saw me laugh last, who saw me smile and who was there to make fun of me. And, you know, just all the things that friends do. I wanted him to know those people.
And what is it about this photographic process? What does it translate into visually that's so distinctive?
Well, visually it's, the imperfections are the first, the first thing you'll notice. There's, you know, little spots here and there. Sometimes it looks overexposed, sometimes it looks underexposed. And that imperfection is really what I like. And as a sculptor as well, I like imperfection. I like things that are impermanent because it's a real great metaphor for life and for who, you know, people are. We're all imperfect. But the acceptance of my work and the acceptance of the image and the admiration of the image by my family, my friends, the people's families and friends who are in the photos, that is essentially what life and what we're about. You have to accept what it is. And so the process itself, I didn't want to use digital because digital is perfect. You could fix everything. You could adjust exposure. with this, the perfect analogy for life, the perfect metaphor for life, you get one shot and you could either get it right or you could get it kind of right, but you have to accept what you get.
Hmm. Ed Drew is a photographer and a member of the California Air National Guard. He's currently an art student in San Francisco. Ed Drew, thanks so much. The photographs are incredible.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.